our PA system, you don't mute the mic until everybody's done. Then you mute the mics because I can mute the back here. Because if you mute it up here, you hear what you just heard a while ago. Sometimes it's very loud and sometimes it's not so bad. Tonight's sermon comes from Philippians 4 and 13. Like I said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Miss Monica talked about fear past Sunday night. And I fear that she held on to different things and fear. I'm telling you, fear has hit me pretty hard. It was what's interesting part of that sermon. You know, fear hit us pretty hard this coming up. Because, you know, you make decisions and you prayed about them. And you say, God, lead the path that you need me to go. Then you think, oh, everything's golden. We got it made. Then you get some news sometimes. And you go, whew, was that the right path? I'm telling you, it has definitely made some changes in my life. As you know, recently I took a new job. I love it. I've been wanting to do this again for quite some time, but financial reasons why I backed away from it, because you don't make good money at it. But it's just the truth of it. But so I backed away from it for so long, but I prayed about it. And I was supposed to be gone for, I forgot how many weeks. It was 3 weeks. I was about to be shipped off for 3 weeks. My wife was kind of happy about it. My kids not so happy about it. They were like, Dad, you're going to be gone for 3 weeks. And I thought, Lord, here we go. So let's do it. So I had a phone call. I was supposed to leave a Monday. I had a phone call on a Friday. That Monday I was leaving out. We already had it planned. I was going to be gone. It was going to be more stressful for my wife because all her schooling stuff, then trying to get the kids, doing all this stuff, and having to do Zoom. So it was going to be a little stressful for her. But it's just been stressful for anybody online schooling this semester, or this past two semesters almost. So we had to make plans. So we had it all planned out, and I got a phone call. And the reason I'm sharing this story, because it kind of goes with fear. What Sister Monica was talking about, then what I want to talk about tonight, it's somewhat with fear in our lives. But I got that phone call, and I thought, he called me. He says, this is Mike. Is this Jason? I said, yes, sir, it is. He said, where are you at? Here's an interesting story. Rewind a little bit. I got sent back to Plain Dealing for a job after I was almost home. I was like, man, I'm not going back to Plain Dealing. So I go all the way back to Plain Dealing for something that takes 2 seconds to fix because the customer pushed the wrong button. Fixed it. On the way back, I get right at Strep to Sea Limits. I'm coming in, and he says, hey, where you at? I said, I'm actually passing your station right now. He said, turn in. I go, okay. So I go in, I sit down with him, and I'm sharing this story because, y'all, I was blown away. I'm not a real emotional kind of guy. My kids say, you know, I'd say I cry about everything. I try not to cry about stuff, you know. I try it tough, you know. But I think JB seen me cry before. I think Brother Clive seen me cry before. But I try to act tough, you know. Put on your tough side. You know, we don't want to cry. So my kids say I cry about everything. I did cry on one thing. I'm not playing it. I cried on the movie, the last Marvel movie, The Endgames. I did cry on that. I cried really hard. I'm talking about like I lost my best friend. I was crying so bad. I thought, what are you crying for? Iron Man died. It broke my heart. I was crying hard. I was crying bad. And they were like, where? I said, I couldn't help myself. I was actually, woo-hoo-hoo. But moving on. I get that phone call, and I go in, and I sit down. And he says, he tells me who he is, which I already knew who he was. He told me his name. He said, I want to talk to you about something. I've been talking about image for so long, image. What we do in life, how we treat each other, how our conduct is outside these doors. Walmart, Piggy Wiggly, which I love Piggy Wiggly. I found a new store, Dollar Tree, here lately. I love me some Dollar Tree. But all these stores we go to, right? The things we do. And this is kind of getting off my thing, but I don't know what this has came on me. I got to say it then. I've taught the youth and everybody for years now in my church, when I was pastor, do not be a stumble block for someone else. That's very important because you don't know that person's supposed to come talk to you about Jesus Christ and they hear you say something, hear you do something, they turn away. That happened to me in my life. I was real close with someone and I was coming up behind him. He wanted to do stuff for our youth. He wanted to bring our youth together. My church said, no, you can't do it. And I thought I'm going to do it anyway. But so I was making plans to do it and I came up to him and I got almost to him and I heard him talking away at it. I just turned around and walked away. He called me a few weeks later. Hey, man. I said, I can't. my deacons won't let me. That was true. That was kind of true. And I said, but I just, brother, I just don't think it's a good time. I said, I heard you say some stuff, and I can't bring my kids into that. And he never talked to me again. He knew what he did. And it was a stumbling block. He could. What if I had been someone who was searching for Christ that day? Now, here I'm saying this, then I'm getting to my sermon. I still got some time. So he sits me down, and he says, Mr. Jason, he said, this has never happened to me. He said, and I ain't patting myself on the shoulder and my back for nothing. I'm not doing that at all. I just want to show you something, how important your reputation is. He said, Mr. Jason, he said, I have somebody that's got 16 years experience that's put in the application here. 16 years experience. I thought, well, I guess I'm going to Arkansas. Because I was headed to Hubert Springs, is where they're supposed to send me. I said, well, I guess I'm going to Arkansas. He says, but I talked to 15 people about you. He had a list. So I saw 15 names. I didn't get to look at the names. He wouldn't let me look at them. I said, can I see them? He said, nope. He slid it back to him. He said, 15 names. I talked to people. He said, brother, not one person said anything bad about you. Not one out of 15. He said, I couldn't even get anything bad about you. Nothing. He said, so what'd you pay them? I ain't pay them nothing. He said, I said, who'd you talk to? He said, I ain't telling you that. I said, somebody told me you talked to wrong 15. But somebody in this building actually said that. But I said, I was like, okay. I said, what are they, you know? He said, well, they said good things about you. And he says, this other guy's got 16 years experience. He's got this, he got this, he got this. But he's got one thing you don't have, a good reputation. I thought to myself, I never thought that would get me a job. But thank you, Lord. We go for that. So I got the job. And I love it. I really do love it. I'm a police officer, again, for some of y'all don't know, but most of you do. And for a little town called Sarepta, which I love Sarepta. We've had 78 calls all year. So I love it. But it's a great town to work for, a great mayor, great chief of police, and a really good team and really good people. Now to my sermon. Do not allow these five things to control your life. Now, if I step on your toes now, I'm sorry, because I kind of took off Monica. Monica don't care stepping on anybody's toe. Brother JB don't care about stepping on toes. Sister Daffy don't care about stepping on anybody's toes. So I thought, it's my turn. Step on some toes. And I'm stepping on my own toes on a lot of this. You know, as a youth pastor, youth leader, whatever you want to call it, whatever you do, a pastor of a church, there's times where you go, oh, what to do now? You could be having the best week of your life in a phone call. Honey, I'll be back later. And you're gone for a while. Come back. What happened? Pray for so-and-so. You get where I'm going with that, huh? But and that's where you have to pray for so-and-so. What happened? Pray for so-and-so. But we know how life can change like that, right? Quick. Do not let your past control your future. I'm telling you that for a reason, because I grew up the way I grew up. Everybody knows how I grew up. That knows me right here. They know how I grew up. I grew up pretty rough. But I tell you this, I am thankful for foster care. I was thinking about the other day, and I was telling Kim this, about how I grew up and all the things I went through in my past, and it made me who I am today. The stuff I went through, the challenges I went through, God had a plan for all of it. But sometimes we don't focus on what's in front of us. We keep focusing on what we did in the past. I had a good friend tell me, he says, brother, I can't do nothing for God. I'm divorced. Huh? What? I said, when did you get married? Well, in Texas, if you live, he was telling me all this stuff. I said, man, don't ever think what your past can't control what you can do for God today. You know, I look at a lot of things in our lives, and we focus on worrying about our past. We don't focus on building our future. Somebody used to tell me all the time, you can speak stuff into existence if you speak it enough and you believe it enough. I believe in hard work. I believe if you put your mind and heart to it, you can achieve anything. So don't think about, well, I can't be a youth leader. I can't be a children's pastor. I can't be a pastor of a church. I can't be a deacon. I can't do anything for Christ. Let me tell you, and Sister Daphne tell this, and Brother JB tell this, Sister Mike, if you take out the trash at church, that's important. I got a phone call this week. I even cut myself at church this week. There's blood all over your room. pretty bad because I didn't realize them things will spin when you're drilling on them. But the littlest things means a lot in this church. It means a lot to everybody that's involved in the church. So don't think, well, all I did was take out the trash. No, it's a big part of the church. Doing such a little thing can impact your church. Do not focus, like I said, do not focus on your past. Start building your future. Don't. My wife told me, like, she came in one day. She says, I thought everything was good. You know, I try to keep everything going with the flow. And sometimes my wife throws a curveball, and, man, it curves. And then your whole plan is stop. You want to do what? She come into me one day, and she says, I want to quit my job. You want to do what? Come with that? That's like two colleges. What are you talking about? You going to quit your job? I want to be a nurse. Well, I was like, I'm for it. Because years ago, my wife wanted to be a nurse, but she put her dreams on pause for raising our kids. She wanted to be there when they took the first step, when they did all these different things. So she put things on pause. But she didn't dwell on that past. She still focused on the future. So don't let someone tell you your past can control who you're going. That's not a situation. Don't let other people's opinion, judgment, control your direction of your life. Let me tell you, if I let some people control and tell me what I should have done or this, I wouldn't be standing right here right now. Because, man, people will try to control you and tell you what you think they should do, and they have no idea what's good for you. I've seen it so many times. I've seen it with kids. I've seen it with adults. I've seen it so much. They try to control you. They try to make you feel like, well, you're just going to do what I tell you to do. Don't worry about that decision in your life. And when you feel it in your heart, you're like, they try to talk you out of it. I know one thing. I've seen so much growth in individuals in our church in the past less than a year. I've seen so much growth. People think, nah, you don't want to do that. I don't think you're made for that. And we listen to them. We listen to them. Why? I never could understood that for myself, but I've questioned things in my life, and I've kind of thought, well, you're probably right. I just don't do that. But here's the thing. I'm going to say this very closely so you understand it. Do not be the dim light in someone else's bright light. What I'm saying to you is, be the light that God's been you to be today. Be that shining light. People just tell me, assembly God people are different. I used to hear it all the time. You don't want to go to that church, man. They different. They different. But the Bible says be different. Then they like, well, they're a different kind of different. What kind of different is different? So they kind of, then you just don't know what to believe no more. You got to test the water yourself, right? It just blows my mind away. The biggest thing we do, we let people control us like puppets. We let people say, no, I don't think you should try that. I don't think you should try this. Let me tell you, I'm really bad by not trying some different things at restaurants. Reason why I'm a fat guy, I like to eat. If you go to a restaurant and you order something that's disgusting, then what you going to do? My wife's famous for it, but you know, her plan, she eats what I got on my plate and leaves her plate alone. But see, but we can't do that. We try that, we probably get a fork in the hand. So I don't try that. Number three is limit beliefs and projections upon yourself. Limiting what you think you could do. Batman once said it. I'm Batman. He said this. Anything is impossible until someone does it. Ain't that something? I sent that to you one day. We're talking about impossibility. I forgot what we was talking about. Someone said, I don't think we do that. Well, anything's impossible until you do it. Don't limit yourself and what you can do. Now, we all know what we can do and what we know we can't do. Like, I know I can't be the president of the United States because I don't think I can make 3 weeks. We all know our limits, right? We all know what we could do. We know our limits. So what I'm saying is don't let other people project your limits on yourself. They're like, well, Brooke, I don't think you could do this. I don't think you can do that. So I think you need to do this. No, follow what's in your heart and follow God. I have learned so much in my years of preaching and doing different things. I wanted to be under someone so bad. I stepped back, and I got under this preacher. I learned a lot from this pastor. And a whole lot. I told JB the other day, I told him, I said, man, for a young guy, he's got a lot of wisdom in that head for such a young guy. And I know I know he's not too much younger than me, but he's got a lot of wisdom in that head of his. I'm telling you. Some of the stuff he tells me, hey, brother, don't get down there with the pigs. You'll get dirty. Oh, that's pretty good. I like that. I'll write that down. He tells me certain things like that. That he tells me he got them from his grandpa, I think, or something like that. Pastor Daffy. He said, I just hung around with real smart people. And he says so many things like that. It just, like, so don't let people limit your beliefs. Like, I remember when we were talking about Brother JB being our pastor, and people were talking about, he's a young man. Well, I'm telling you, this young man got a lot of wisdom. He may be a young man, but he's got a lot of wisdom. And so don't limit your projection on somebody. Don't do that. Let them follow Christ and with their heart what they can do. Now, this next one, I want everybody to listen. Relationships. Relationships. If you've never been a youth pastor, you have, let me tell you, relationships change like Sunday to Sunday in the youth ministry. I have learned not to get to know nobody because next week that one will be there. I have learned that very well far as boyfriend and girlfriend and stuff. But relationship is a very touchy subject on a lot of people, but I'm going to speak very frank what I got to say about relationships. If you feel like you need someone in your life to feel complete, then you look at the wrong place. And that's true. I have learned, I've been married for 15 years, I believe. Huh? No, it ain't 13. We got to add that up. We got married in 06. That's 15. 14. I knew it wasn't 13. It was 14. So it's one of them. But I knew it wasn't 13. But if you have to rely on someone in your life, I'm talking about a person, a living, breathing person. I ain't talking about Jesus. Jesus is what you're supposed to have to start with for you and start looking for anybody else. But if you have to rely on a living, breathing person in your life to feel wanted, to feel needed, you got a huge problem. Because that's what's hurt. I'm telling you this from, I hate seeing these posts online where kids are being kidnapped. I hate seeing this where they go meet someone because they want to feel love. Now they've never seen it again. It could be stopped so easy. So easy if we just tell our kids and our teenagers and young adults too that you don't have to have someone to feel complete. That's right. And it's a really tough subject for me because I hear so much stuff. I see so much stuff. We had a situation this past week where a kid went missing. Ran away from home. His phone keeps pinging between Cotton Valley and Sorrento. But guess what, y'all? It's fake. That stuff can be blocked. Teach your kids, your teenagers, your young family members. If you got young, it don't matter if you're 19, 18. Kids go missing every day because of that one problem right there. They want to feel complete. And they feel they got to have an individual instead of Jesus Christ to feel that completion. And we let them down there because we don't tell them. And that's a real touchy subject, man, because, I've seen people lives ruined because of it. I've seen people who chose to go down a certain path like that, and it ruined their life. It destroyed their families. It destroyed them. I've seen it too many times. So, y'all, I really, that's probably the hardest thing that we talk about now is relationships because, when I tell you this right here in relationships, when I was in high school, I told my dad, I said, I was focusing on education because my principal came to me and we had a good talk. Mr. Morrison, I don't know if y'all know Mr. Morrison, no, he's from Spring Hill, Louisiana. Great man. Come up to me, he said, Jason, we need to talk. You're getting ninth grade. I said, yes, sir. He said, you better start studying or something. Boy, you ain't going to make it. I go, well, that was kind of rough. But guess what? I made A's and B's. My wife can testify to that. She saw my transcript. She's like, they lying here. But I worked hard through high school because I wanted to walk across that field and get that diploma. One teacher almost didn't let me do it, Miss Dean from Sarepta. She almost stopped me from walking across that field because I drove on her grass in my pickup truck. So she was real particular about that grass. But I apologize, and Mr. Morris said, let the boy walk. So I got to walk. But relationships, I told my dad that, and this is where, even at my age, and when I was growing up in school, relationships were peer pressure. I got the idea. I was smart. I broke up with every girlfriend before Christmas, before her birthday, before Valentine's Day. My brother was like, why are you doing that? I said, I ain't got by her nothing, man. And 2 weeks later, she'd go back out with me like it ain't nothing. And that's wrong. Think about it now, but it seemed like a lot of money in high school. But thinking about it now is kind of wrong. But that was my, I just like, her birthday coming up. Was it next week? Hey, can me and you just be friends? Okay. That was easy. Two were like, you want to be a boyfriend, girlfriend? Yeah, we didn't go nowhere. But when I got up higher high school, I was battling a lot of things in my life. I wanted to have more. I pray one night, Lord, I want more for when I get old, married wife. I want more for my children. I want to be able to set my focus straight to get something focused in my mind. So when I do have a wife and I have children and I have a family, that I could be a better father than I ever had. I struggle with a lot of that because it's hard to explain it really. But I pray to God. I said, Lord, it's a true story. If you want to ask the rest of the story, ask Kim. But she'll tell you something she prayed for. I said, Lord, send me the wife that you need for me. I don't want a girlfriend. I want the one that you send me to be married. And after that one, I'm done. Don't want no more girlfriends. I just want send me my wife. Well, it wasn't too long after that. I got put on blind date. Thought how it goes, and I married her later on. And then kind of find out she prayed to God to send her someone that she would marry and no more boyfriends. So I thought, that's pretty awesome. God works in ministers' way if you let him work. So relationships, y'all, and I'm this is for the girls and the guys and the young men and young ladies in here. You got to have completion in your heart first before you start looking for some completion in a human, okay? And I say that because I've seen it too much to be people destroyed way too much. Last topic, and I'll let you go. Remember I said five things that control you? Can anybody guess what that fifth one is? I bet you can guess if you think really hard. There we go. Money. Money can control you and take you places you don't want to go. Worse than drugs sometimes. Drugs, they take you far you want to go, but so can money. Money can really mess you up pretty good. When I tell you this, because I had this opportunity, I've seen this happen, and Brother JB can tell you a story. I bet Sir Jeff can tell you a story is this. In a ministry where pastors are slid, we'll pay you this, you come here. And you're like, whoa, you pay me that to come there? Yeah. But then you have to follow your heart. I'm telling you, I could take a job where I could be gone a lot and get paid really good and be gone a whole lot. But then I'm putting my money before my family. Well, I had somebody tell me, he says, man, my kids are not, we're not close. He said, my kids are close to my wife, but they're not close to me. He said, I think if I passed away, my kids wouldn't care anyway. He said, I spent all my life on the road and saw my kids maybe once a month, every other month. That's rough, y'all. That's chasing money instead of taking care of your family. And I know we need, now I'm not saying don't make money, because money, you have to have money to pay stuff and have keep things rolling. But don't make that your only point in your life to try to make, well, I'm going to make this much here and, well, I'll see my wife here. I'm going to be truly honest with you. I asked Chief a question. There's only one way I told him. He said, you have any questions? I said, I go to church. And I said, is church going to be a problem? I said, I know y'all work weekends and holidays. He said, it's not a problem. He said, go to church and go back to work. I just fell out when he told me that. He says, I won't stop you from going to church. And that was, I'm telling you this, because for every job I went to, they asked me, you know, what's your again question? I said, well, I go to church on Sundays. I said, you know, I can't. Sundays, you want to make Wednesday and Sunday, but sometimes you get here a little right when it starts on Wednesdays. But Sundays, I always made that a point, and God has always provided me to be at church on Sundays. Every once in a while, I had to work on a Sunday for different reasons, but 90% of Sundays, I always made it because I put God first. And I was honest with my boss. A lot of people say, well, my boss gonna let me off on Sundays. Some of that's true, but some of that you probably never asked. And that's true also. I know a guy told me one time he worked every weekend just so he didn't have to go to church. That was me. I used to work every weekend so I wouldn't have to go to church. It almost cost me my marriage. That's true. I tell you these five things tonight because I want you to realize how easy we can be controlled by not putting God first in our lives. How easy we can be controlled by letting someone else tell us how we should live our life for us. You know, I'm not talking about if you know someone that's living a life that's so far out here, you're trying to, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about somebody who wants complete control of your life because maybe they don't have one themselves. That's what I'm talking about. We need to, it's looking for God for our strength. We need to keep our eyes upon Him. Quit worrying about, my grandpa used to tell me, don't worry about the Johnsons. Worry about you. A buddy of mine, if he buys a truck, the other guy got to buy a bigger truck. I got three friends that compete with each other all the time. Brother over here is like, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I got three friends. If one buys this, the other one's going to buy it. If that one buys, he got to buy one bigger. If he buys one bigger, he got to buy one with nicer rims. I'm like, guys, if y'all want to buy something, y'all want to compete and buy me something. So which one y'all going to buy me the bigger truck? But I don't know why they do that. I guess it's a bro thing. I don't know. But my wife would kill me if I did that. Well, honey, you know that truck I bought last month? I got to go trade in. Why? Because so-and-so bought one bigger. Yeah, that wouldn't go over pretty good. And no, not in my house. She might get away with buying some shoes because so-and-so wears shoes Sunday. But I wouldn't get away with it. That just wouldn't happen. I'm telling you these things tonight. No, I'm not trying to step on anybody's toes or any young adult's toes or any about relationships or anything. I want you safe. And relationships can really end you some really dark places. They really can. I want you to feel complete with you and God. I want you to feel that. I don't want you chasing, you know, we all got to make money in life. I don't want you to make that your choice and why you chose something. Because if you do, I got to tell you one thing and I'll let you go. In the ministry, it's rough sometimes. Sometimes you don't know how you're going to pay the next bill when you're in ministry when it comes to, I had a small church, you know, and I had opportunities. I put in application different places. I put one application place that 1,500 people put in before I said, I ain't going to take my name off. I ain't going to make that list. But I started chasing that. I was thinking, man, I want to be a full-time pastor. That's what I want to be. That's what I want to be. So I started chasing that instead of chasing what God wanted me to do. We've all been there as ministers. It's like, well, if I could be this, or I could do this, or I could do that, if I just had this. We all fell down that way. I know pastors that have ruined their careers for chasing money, their reputation. And I'm telling you, it affects not just the person and their family, it affects everybody around them. So I pray tonight that each one of you heard what God had to say tonight, and I want you to take it home, and I want you to realize that those five things I talked about, if any one of those things touch your life, don't let it control you no more. And so that's Ms. Marco, but don't let the fear take over it, because all of us fear. If you fear your limits, you fear if your money, you fear your relationships, you fear of your ability to put your past, all that's related to fear. You know, as JB, Brother Clyde, Austin, Jared, we've all have seen things in life as what we do. We're out there protecting the public. We're out there helping someone pull someone out of here or something. We've all seen things that we wish we couldn't see no more. And we all, but I'm telling you, between all that hurt and all that, what we see in our life, all that, let me tell you a secret about all that. Sometimes you reach out your hand to somebody you do not know, and you can lead them through Christ through all that. I've seen it happen. I've seen a family destroyed. The whole family went to church after that because somebody said, can we pray together? And that little bit of prayer that you share with them in that time of their hurt changed their complete life. So don't think that, well, I'm not to this or I'm not that. I can't do, you could do that. Anybody here can do that. Really can. I'm going to ask Sister Monica come up front, Brother JB come up front. If anybody here tonight feels like God has spoke to them in any kind of way, in any of these situations we talked about, you want to put that behind you, you want to go forward in your life, you don't want people to put limits on what you can achieve in life. I tell my kids every day, I love it. They talk, well, Dad, you can do anything you want. I don't mean be bad. That's what I mean by everything you want. But they want to be whatever they want to be when they grow up. I'm not going to tell my kids she can't be. I'm not going to do that. If my daughter, one of them wants to be a game warden, the other one wants to be, she changes every week, so I don't know what the other one wants to be. game warning kind of threw me out of water, but if that's what she wants to be, that's what she wants to be. I think Moses will talk about nursing at one time, or she changes it so much, I don't know. But I can say this, I'm not going to limit their beliefs. I'm not going to limit their passion, and I'm not going to destroy their dream because somebody didn't make their dream. So tonight, if you feel like God's talking to you in a way, please come up to us and talk to us tonight.